Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From Zaza Cuban Diner, it's Ruben. Good morning, Ruben.
How you doing, buddy? Everything good?
We're hanging in there. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Look, we're big fans. I've known you for, man, three decades from way back in the day, and you've got some great food over there, but you're sharing a recipe a little bit different with us today for maybe one of your very popular drinks, huh?
Yes, sir. A lot of people don't realize Zaza, we actually roast our own coffees. So we got four blends that we prepare in our stores. And today I'm going to share with you how we prepare our dark roast.
So anybody can do it at home?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so what do you have?
Well, first of all, when you're doing a good French press, the main thing is not to be in a hurry. This is when you want to enjoy a great cup of coffee in the morning. So using your French press machine at home, or basically it's like a pitcher, you want to use basically 3 tablespoons of Zaza's dark roast coffee for every 8 ounces of water.
Okay.
And you want that ground basically medium to coarse. And then you're going to use, it's important to use filtered water. Bring the water to a boil. And you want to pour that water into the French press with your grounds already in the French press.
I'm starting to smell it already. All right, so what next?
For sure. Well, let it set for a good 4 minutes. So read the paper, if people still do that, or watch TV. This is important. You're basically letting the coffee steep and getting all the flavors and oils into the water.
That's the hardest thing, is waiting those 4 minutes.
Well, you're going to wait some more after that, because once you do that, then you're going to grab a couple tablespoons, and you'll see in the top of the coffee, you'll see some foam, and you'll see some grounds. You can go to start pulling those grounds from the top of the spoon, pull them off, and at that point, I want you to give it another 5 minutes at least. And at that point, you want to take your plunger after 5 minutes, place it into your pitcher, your French press. And this is where a lot of people mess up, because it's called a French press. They want to go to press the screen all the way down. And that's when you start stirring the sediment again. If you really want to enjoy it, you're going to keep that screen at the top of the coffee. Maybe push it down slightly. You're going to use it more as a strainer as you carefully pour that coffee into your cup.
Oh, that's interesting. Huh. I've been doing it the wrong way.
Have you?
Way.
You just learned something?
Yes, I push it down very slowly. That's what I had heard before. But yeah, I'm going to try it your way.
Well, so if you're planning on doing this, you just got to allow yourself a little bit of extra time. But it sounds like it's going to be well worth the wait. So we appreciate you sharing the info with us. Ruben, what's your website so people can check out your menu?
ZazaCubaDiner.com.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You guys stay safe.
My pleasure. You guys too. Bye-bye.